Good afternoon and welcome to Visions in Sound. My name is Rob Daniels, and this is a special edition of Visions in Sound this week. I do these every once in a while. I have a lot of fun with them. I've done 2001, I did Raiders of the Lost Ark, and this week I'm doing the film Blade Runner. Now, in 1982, a film came out that would shake science fiction to its core. Ridley Scott, just coming off the success of Alien, visited the sci-fi well once again with the film Blade Runner. Now, Blade Runner was nothing like I'd ever seen, and that had not been seen before up to that date. The film portrayed the dark future of 2019, where the labor of mankind is done by replicants. Now, replicants are best described as beings that are human and are used as laborers and other things. I'll leave it at that. Now, Blade Runners are a special police force created to stop renegade replicants. And Harrison Ford plays Deckard, a retired Blade Runner that has been brought in to retire, as it's said in the movie, six replicants. Well, the music for Blade Runner was composed by Vangelis. Now, Vangelis at the time was known for the Oscar-winning score to Chariots of Fire from 1981. He wrote a score that was both moody and effective. However, the Vangelis score did not come out until 1994, and that's just what you heard a little bit of the main title. Now, the music you'll hear from the show is actually from that 1994 release, among other releases that are out there. If you're looking for the 1994 release, it's probably out there somewhere. This 1994 release is pretty darn good. Also, you'll hear an interview on the show today with Blade Runner soundtrack expert Bentley Owsley. In this first half, and we'll get to the interview in just a moment, we're going to talk about the appeal of the film Blade Runner. This is my interview with the soundtrack expert. Well, first we talked about the film, but he's mainly known as the soundtrack expert to Blade Runner.